Well, we don't really have the detail of this as yet, but there was a statement given to the meeting last night at Ardra that up to 50 jobs had been agreed with the parent company now, that the fresh bread and the confectionery end of Gallagher's Bakery would be retained in local ownership, and that up to 50 jobs would be retained. Discussions will now take place with the Udras in relation to this matter, but we will certainly welcome that very much, and there was a very, very good crowd of people who attended the meeting last night, with various politicians of all parties being there as well.
Now, you've also indicated there was some concern that you shared as to whether or not there was state funding involved in the development in Dublin, which effectively, of course, has drawn jobs from Donegal. You want some clarification on that?
Yeah, well, there was a number of people, including myself, that had that query, really, as to whether this very modern 220 million plant in Newcastle in Dublin was facilitated by any state agencies in terms of grant funding, which would have caused a displacement of jobs from Ardra, and that was a concern to us, and we asked for clarification on that matter, and we do hope to have that in weeks to come.
And if that were the case, would that be a concern to you?
Of course it would be a concern. I mean, the plant that was producing this product at Ardra was a profitable plant, and even within Donegal County Council, if somebody is granting planning permission for an operation which will displace jobs locally, then that is a concern to the planning authority as well. So it should also be a concern to national state agencies if they fund the plant in one part of the country, which would actually facilitate the displacement of jobs somewhere else.